Quincy Yacht Club recently celebrated their 150th anniversary, so we thought, that's a long time. We should find out what the story is behind that organization. So Commodore Bill Fitzgerald and Secretary Deb Stewart are here to tell us. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. Yeah. 150 years is quite an accomplishment for any organization, but really for a membership-driven organization, Bill, that is quite astounding for sure. Tell us about how it all got started.
Oh, way back in the day. I don't know. I wasn't around there then.
Well, 1874. And it's kind of appropriate, actually, that we're having you on this week because it was the week of July 4th, 1874, according to the research that I did, that the Yacht Club was started, right?
Yeah. And it wasn't in the original spot. It is now. It started up somewhere uptown river, and then it moved. I'm not quite sure when it moved, but it did move to the spot it's in now.
Down the Indice Street, basically.
Yeah, down the Indice Street.
They floated it over.
Yeah, exactly. So. What is the current membership at the Yacht Club?
I think we have about 268 senior members.
Okay.
We have about 40 junior members, and then life members, I don't know, probably about 200 life members.
Yeah, because we're even longer.
Yeah, because they do live longer.
Is that the 25 years?
Yeah.
You become a life member.
I see.
Well,
okay.
No. So, it used to...
I'm already correcting you.
So, back in, I think it was 2017, it was either 2017 or, 2017 or 2019, they changed the bylaw that you had to have 30 years in to become a life member. But everybody prior to that came into the club as a member, was grandfathered in it for 25 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So.
It started out, again, according to what I've been able to look up, with 69 members.
Yes.
Which was pretty substantial, you know, back then, we'd think, in 1874. Just the boating community coming together, wanting to have kind of an organized, you know, club.
And it was a sailing club.
Yes.
Strictly sailing club. And one of the original, yearbooks, it told the men what to wear. They had to wear straw hats with linen pants and a blue blazer.
And was it just men?
Women were allowed to be on the porch.
Okay. Is that right?
Yes, we were allowed to be on the porch, not inside the club.
And not members.
Oh, no.
No.
I don't think women became members until 1990s.
I'm going to say that.
Is that right?
90, 90.
Oh, no. 1987.
Okay.
I think the first.
So, I mean, pretty recent, though, given
the
history
of the club. I think the first woman member was 1987.
All right.
I'm almost positive.
It's recent, though.
Yes, correct.
Considering how long it's been.
Exactly. Yeah. So what would you say is the breakdown now, Deb, between men and women? 50-50, 70-30?
Probably 70-30.
Okay.
I was thinking 30%.
Yeah.
All right. So now tell me how long you both have been members.
Well, I've been a member since 2002.
Okay. So you're a life member.
No, I'm not a life member yet.
Not a life member yet.
No, I still have, 2002. I still have like 3 years to go.
Okay. Bill?
Yeah. I joined as a junior member in 1969.
Is that right?
So I'm definitely a life member.
You're a life member, yeah.
Yeah, became a senior. I think you had to be 21 back then.
Okay.
Become a senior.
What was it that...
Or 18, maybe they changed it.
No, 18? It's still 21.
Still 21?
Yeah.
What was it that drew you to the club? Why did you join initially?
Oh, your buddies.
Yeah.
You know, when we were kids and juniors, and it gave us something to do. We had, Bob McKinnon. He's passed on now. He used to run us as juniors. You know what I mean? He was in charge of the juniors.
Yep.
Always had something going on for us and stuff like that. It was just somewhere to go. I grew up working at Hobbies Wharf.
Okay.
I started there when I was 7. So, in Quincy Yacht, just a little bit down the street.
Yes.
There, so. And I'm still there, life member. This is my third time being Commodore.
Okay.
Besides junior Commodore, so. We're just trying to keep the place floating, keep it up and going, pretty much.
Yeah, we had pretty devastating setback, was it 2012? And there was a pretty major fire, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and it took a while to rebound from that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But you did.
Yep, we did.
Yeah.
A lot of, you know, all the stuff was done by members.
Yes.
To all the rebuilds, so. It's been a challenge. Every day is a challenge, you know. It still needs a lot of work, 150 years.
Is it the oldest yacht club in the city?
In the city,
it's the oldest. It's like the ninth or tenth oldest in the country.
Is that right?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. So there are... Yeah,
John Quincy Adams was calling
four or five there. In the city right now? Four or five yacht clubs? Yeah, is that right?
Quincy, Wollaston, Squantum, Gull Point.
Town River.
Yeah.
So there's five, actually.
Five, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you partner with other yacht clubs, either in the city or in the region, collaborate with them at all?
Well, yeah. I mean, we all, you know, like, all the ones that are around, like, the South Shore, on your opening night,
yes,
we invite their Commodores, and they invite us, and all that. And then in Quincy Bay Race Week, there's eight clubs in Quincy Bay Race Week, which is next week or this week?
No, the July, okay. July 17th.
I have to have
July
her.
17th and 18th, it's the inside line, which is the kids.
Yes.
And then the 20th and the 21st is the outside line, which is usually the adults.
Right.
And it's all the eight clubs in Quincy.
Okay.
And Race also Braintree.
And yep.
Braintree, and we also do Metropolitan, Braintree Yacht Club, West Augusset,
South Shore in Weymouth. Okay.
Yeah. They're also involved along with the clubs for...
Trying to win that cup, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Has the Quincy Yacht Club won it in the past?
So they don't really do the cup anymore.
Oh.
So there's all different... We have all these trophies for the kids.
Yeah.
There's a Finley Cup for people that contribute the most overall, and that doesn't go to a sailor. But then there's like the Shirley Swan Award. I'm not really good on what they're for.
All right.
That's the only one that sticks out in my mind for the awards. There's a couple other awards that are named after people that they give out for like the best overall for the Opties. The Opties are the smaller boats.
Yep.
They're one person are in those. There's 420s, which you usually have two people in, I believe. And then you've got Lasers, which the older kids usually do because sailing is from the ages of 8 to 18. Mm-hmm. So the Lasers, you have like, if I remember correctly, there's three different types. There's the radial, there's a regular laser, and there's another laser, and I'm not sure of the name of it.
Okay.
So,
how did you get involved with the yacht club, Deb?
My husband was a member, actually. So we wanted to get married at Squantum Yacht Club, so he became a member. How's that?
At Squantum Yacht Club?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he became a member there. He got on the list at Town River,
yeah.
And now he's a member at Town River.
Oh, okay.
And he wanted to... We live down the road from Quincy, and one night we were coming home for an opening night, and Billy was following us and asked him why he wasn't a member at Quincy.
Yeah.
So instead of him joining, he had me join. Because he knew they'd make him Commodore, but they made me Commodore instead.
Okay.
Yeah.
So can you be a member of more than one yacht club?
Yes.
You can?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yes.
Interesting. Do you have
But you still have to pay.
So
like at Quincy, we have an initiation of $500,
yep.
And then our dues are $310 a year.
Okay.
The first year you come in, you have to do 25 work hours. You've got to do work. You've got to help out with the club. You may have to help clean the yard, wash windows. You might have to build something. You've got to do work in the club.
Okay.
To help out, assist the club. After that, you've got to do 10 work hours a year.
Really?
Five before June 30th, and then five after June 30th. So it's a working men's club.
Yeah.
Most clubs around here are like that.
Okay.
Instead of having somebody else come in and pay them to do the work.
Right. So it really is membership driven.
Yeah.
Membership run, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to own a boat to be a member?
No.
Okay.
But our membership at Quincy, we don't have social memberships. So if you're a member, you're a senior member, period. You're not a social member. Some clubs have social memberships where you don't own a boat. We don't have that.
Okay.
Where you're a senior member.
Okay.
Period.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Bill, the facility itself, is it completely redone now since the fire?
Yep.
It is. Okay.
Yep. We don't have anything left. Really.
The lockers.
The lockers, but we won't bring the city into it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty much. The whole downstairs is done. The hall is all done. We just have some issues up back in the hall, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it is available to rent out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, yeah, we have more rentals than anything. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We rent it every weekend and stuff.
Yeah. We have an aerial picture of the club. I wanted to show folks just to kind of give them a sense for what the whole neighborhood looks like. Mm-hmm. You know, it really is, as you can see, it's integrated into a residential neighborhood.
Yes.
And, you know, at the end of C Street. This Brill Field across the street there. And the new boat ramp, right, the new public boat ramp.
Yes.
As well, right next to the Maritime Center there. So, I mean, really, it's probably not only just a club, but it's also part of the community. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah. We've had a lot of schools come in and have, like, their sports teams come in and have, like, their banquets and stuff there. Yeah.
Yeah, so it really is just part of the fabric of the
community. It is. It is.
More than
it
anything.
It really is.
Billy mentioned you live right around the corner, so it's
correct.
It's right in your backyard, pretty much, right? Yeah. Who can become a member, and how does that happen?
Anybody, really.
Yeah. So you have to have two people. You have to be acquainted or know somebody that belongs to the club to become a member.
But be invited in.
Two sponsors.
Yeah, two sponsors,
Okay.
That's all.
That's it?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Then you go on the board, and if somebody has issues with you,
they can
bring it to the board of directors.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, we don't want you. Oh my God. You know what he does? You know what I mean?
And it's called blackballing somebody.
Yeah. Still to this day.
Yes. That's what it's called. And then we have a junior membership, too.
Okay.
That's for 21 and under. I know it's weird, 21 and under, because they're... Yeah.
I'm curious if a lot of the members come through the sailing program through the city.
Some do, some don't.
Okay.
So we do have a sailing program.
Oh, you do?
Right now it is full.
Oh.
You have to be a junior member to be part of the sailing program.
Okay.
So you can't just come and do the sailing program. But we have a head instructor and I think two assistant instructors.
Yep,
so, yeah. So, and the club, we generally, I believe we provide all the boats. We've had boats donated. I think, was it Lincoln? The Lincoln Sailing Program in Hingham at one point, a couple years ago, donated all their opties to us. So they kept the good ones and tried.
Okay.
They
and
tried.
You have instructors?
Yeah, we have instructors.
Program?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Those are the instructors. We have a head instructor and two assistants. And they, It runs Monday through Friday.
I see. Okay.
Some of the boats are good. They donate to us. We need parts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They take parts, and then they try to get rid of the other ones.
Sure.
And we have some members that work on them for their work hours. They'll paint them or redo the fiberglass and things like that.
I know the Yacht Club for many years has hosted the Harvey Saltwater Fishing.
Yes,
yep.
And that's coming up July 24th.
Okay.
Yeah, the city comes in. They usually donate the tent for the that stay and stuff like that.
Yes.
It's usually catered.
The Lobstermen's Association
brings
all their boats so we can put all the whale care guys on the lobster
boat. It's a Herculean effort
that
guys give up their day.
Correct.
Yeah, people
to do. Yeah.
Tons of people.
They've been doing it since I was a kid at Hobbies. It's been a long time.
A long time, yes.
So many people
used to be out of Hobbies.
They bus veterans in from all over the state, disabled
they
vets.
Do.
They look forward to
and
that
they do.
Too.
This is their kind
and
of one social outing a year that they come
And some of the vets
to.
Are getting younger and younger.
Well, for sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so
no question.
Yeah.
That's something to be mindful of.
Well, yeah, they all thank you. They rave about it, you know. Because where else are you going to go? How else are you going to go out fishing in a wheelchair?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know?
Yep.
We get, everybody carries the wheelchairs down, and you just put them right on the lobster boat.
I've been to several, and it's,
it's
amazing,
a Herculean
isn't
effort.
It?
Yeah,
it's really.
Oh, yeah, you need a lot of volunteers for that that day.
Absolutely.
You know?
We recently had a member had a, he has a part of a motorcycle group, a veterans motorcycle group, and they had like a poker run, and they stopped, and we told them about it, and he said they've all been talking about the Vets Day, and they're thinking of all coming to the Vets Day to help out.
To help?
Yeah.
Well, the more hands, the better.
Easier it gets,
for sure.
My son used to do it. He went to Catholic High School, and they had to volunteer for volunteer hours, and him and his friends would come and volunteer.
I mean, Quincy has a 30-hour volunteer requirement to graduate.
Yeah.
So that
certainly be something
they do
that.
I didn't know.
Yes. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I graduated from isn't even there anymore. Quincy won't check.
That was so good, Bill. You were so good that they tore
it
down when you graduated.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Deb, I know you really want to recruit new members, right?
Yeah, we want to get more members.
Yeah, so how are you doing that? How are you reaching out? There's a lot of new people coming to the city.
So a lot of people will email the secretary at Quincy Yacht Club. I don't even know what the email address is. That's how bad I am.
It's okay. We have it up on the screen for you. We got you covered.
And they'll email, and then we'll reach out, and I'll get them in contact with our membership chairman.
Okay.
His name's Kenny Larson.
Okay.
And he'll reach out to them and
get the process going. And is it a rolling membership? You can apply anytime?
You can apply anytime.
Yeah, anytime of the year.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You have a really nice publication that you brought with
you. So I brought two books for you. One is the first 125 years, they had a big banquet at, I think it was either Lombardo's or Lantana's back in 1999
yep.
for the 125th.
Okay.
But both of those are no longer around.
They're gone. Another change, yeah.
And this year we had our 125th at Quincy Yacht Club. And
150th.
Yeah. I'm sorry. And so we just did a smaller version and added on to what happened in the past, 25 years.
Yes, very nice. Yeah. And are these for sale at the club?
We have them at the club for sale if you want. And these are for you.
Oh, for me?
Yeah, for you to keep. Yep.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Can read up on the history.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There'll be a test in a couple of weeks.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Okay. Email it to me.
Yeah.
for Race Week, you'll be participating, yes?
Yes. Okay. So Quincy Bay Race Week is coming up. It's July...
23rd, isn't it?
No. July 18th and 19th at Quincy Yacht Club.
They have their own website, by the way.
Yeah, they do.
Yep.
They will sail out of Quincy Yacht Club this year.
Okay.
On Thursday and Friday, it'll be the kids will be there. We provide a cookout. We'll have hot dogs and chips, and we only provide water. Back in the day, we used to do soda, Gatorade, and water. We found that water was better for them and stuff. They get little snack bags to take out on the water, and then on Friday are the awards, and also we give out. I think we're giving out 4 scholarships this year to kids that have graduated and going into college or trade schools, or that are already in schools.
Okay.
All they have to be is have a parent or grandparent, maybe an aunt and uncle, I'm not quite sure, at a yacht club. They don't necessarily have to be part of a sailing program or participate in the sailing programs.
Okay.
But they have to have a connection to one of the yacht clubs.
I wish you both calm seas and gentle breezes.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure to talk to you, and hopefully we get some...
Pleasure to put some information. Yeah.
Good information
about
the
yacht club. It was very
nice
to be here.
And thanks to
years.
Some of the stores around here that they donate the water for
Quincy
Bay, because it's like 50 cases.
Yeah,
they don't have to take out of their treasury.
Yeah.
Thanks again.
Yeah,
thank you.
You.